Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo Stone. This is such a treat for us. Right here, we have the official people from Las
Ambassadors.
Vegas. Ambassadors. Is that what you guys go by? Yeah. Ambassadors?
All of our hard work over the last 2.5 days has culminated in this moment. We are delighted to introduce on our broadcast this evening Pat Dues and Kathleen Feuerbach with the City of Las Vegas. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Woohoo!
We're glad to be here.
Yes, we love being here.
Now, we had an opportunity to visit. Has it been a year? Has it been that long?
Yes, Denver.
Some time ago in Denver. We hung out with John Denver.
John Denver was
right?
there.
A little dancing, a little singing. And
yes.
We talked a little bit about Las Vegas then, but get us caught up. Let's start with you, Pat. What's going on with Vegas?
What's going on with Vegas?
What should we know that we think we know, but we don't know?
Well, Vegas is doing really well. And what you don't know, you probably think you're in the City of Las Vegas.
And we're not.
You're not.
Where are we?
You're on the Strip. You're in the county. So what you all need to do
is what?
Is go downtown, past the Stratosphere, downtown, Fremont Street Experience. The slots are looser. The odds are better. And you'll have a wonderful time. And when you lose your money, it goes to the City of Las Vegas.
When I lose my money here, where does it go?
It's going into the county.
That's not good.
No,
well,
that's
it's
not
okay.
Good.
We love the county, but we also love our city.
I'm in. I'm sold. I'll go to Fremont. That
okay.
sounds
great.
Good.
Lots of
the slots are looser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, should
odds
I hit
better.
On 16?
Should hit on whatever your lucky number is.
All right. So how long have you guys been here in Las Vegas?
I've been here 24 years. How about you, Kat?
32.
Whoa.
Wow.
She's not even that old.
Thank you.
Jeez.
So what's the backstory, Pat? How did you get involved with this? Tell us how one's career path lands them working for...
This cush job.
This cush government job with no stress, wonderful pay and benefits. That's our job. I came to the city after I worked on the closing of a bank. It was sold to a bank which is now Wells Fargo. And that was my last project as project manager. And we all lost our jobs and we were all excited to move on to new things. So I took a short spin with a company here, Bechtel. And that's where I met Kat and a few other people. And then I got an opportunity to go to the city, start a project management group. My first project was Oracle, and I had become familiar with it from Bechtel, and so I took on the project. Kathleen was a consultant at the time, so she worked on the project, and then she ended up wanting to work for a wonderful city with wonderful pay and benefits. Yes,
and a
great
wonderful
boss.
Pat.
Yes, great boss. And so she joined us and a few other people from that group.
From
so,
that project, they all now
well, work? Just from that company. They jumped ship, so to speak.
And then so now working for the city, what's a typical day? Are you trying to entice companies to move to Las Vegas? Or
yes, we are. We're doing a lot with economic urban development. We're our downtown, and I really am serious about pushing downtown. If you were here even a year ago, you will be amazed at how different it is. One of our big business partners is Zappos.
That's
where
right.
people order shoes online. Great customer service. They put their headquarters in our old city hall. They took that over. We're in a new building, and they believe their staff need to live and work in the same area. So they've been funding new companies,
it's
businesses.
A lot of startups.
Downtown,
yes.
right? lots of startups. They're doing the Container Park has a lot of areas for startups. It's just wonderful.
What are the odds that I see one or both of you ziplining down Fremont Street?
That would be a zero. No.
I could be.
She could be easily.
I'm a possibility. Yes.
So shows? Are there some certain shows that we should make a point of trying to see while we're here as visitors? Any come to mind that you particularly recommend?
Any of the Cirque du Soleil shows.
which there's quite a few, right?
There's a bunch, right?
All over the place. Yes, those are good. This weekend, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill is here.
Yeah,
here. They're wonderful. Some people from the group, they were going to see Billy Joel the other night, so I don't know. I mean, Elton John, not Billy Joel. I saw them when they were together.
But, and you got Tim Allen coming, I think. I thought I saw something with Brad Garrett.
We have wonderful entertainment. So.
You really do. And where are you headed tonight, Lee?
Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller tonight?
I've seen them.
So the entertainment, the environment, it's great for the tourists, but there really are a lot of solid business reasons for organizations to seriously consider the idea of...
No state tax.
No state tax. Wow.
Zippo. That's because of all you wonderful people who visit and leave some money behind.
So do you spend time, you court companies or companies court you, they come in and you share these things with them and you look at commercial real estate, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, one of the things we're doing at the city, because we're an applications group, we are developing GIS maps, layers of our maps, so that if you're a person who wants to buy a parcel of land here and you live in Iowa, you can go online, see all the specifics about that parcel, what it's going to take to develop it, even zoning conditions, so you can make a decision without coming here necessarily, or at least start, you know, filtering some out. So that's our goal with how much we're rolling out in the applications area.
Now, are you involved at all in encouraging businesses to come here and have conventions, like OAUG is having one here? Or is that another group?
That's the convention center. There's a whole convention authority, and they do that with the who's that other big group, like a business bureau.
But
the
every
city
entity has
involved.
Partners
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, they sit on a committee. Yeah,
so we have partners on there.
But so you're mainly charged with getting businesses to relocate here. Is that one?
That's
of
one of our big initiatives with the city.
Yeah. What are your key performance indicators, Pat, for all this high salary you were telling us about?
Well, let us pull up our BI dashboards and we'll show you.
Yeah. She's done some excellent BI.
Being business intelligence.
Yes.
No joke. Yes. Talk about that. This is important.
Being a city, we couldn't afford all the, you know, bells and whistles, so we did it without a data warehouse, and we actually are mining it from the sources and even going to the county to get data for, say, our fire, their out-of-barn times, their response times, their emergency responses, to detention and the wards because our city council wants their ward data, so we can get the crime statistics every day. The water pollution control facility can measure their throughput and save dollars on the chemicals they need to add to make it EPA relevant. So.
Right there on the KBI, the Kathleen Business Intelligence System.
Don't let my developer know.
Yes.
He's around here somewhere.
So I know you're delighted to have large multinational organizations headquartered here, put some type of regional operation here.
Mm-hmm.
But you're happy to have small business too.
Love it.
And are there resources here for, like us, we are expanding, opening more studios at Business Radio X. If we wanted to put a studio or two here, there are resources, there are people for us to speak with.
What? We even rent out our own studio, our city studio.
We have our own studio.
We have our own TV station.
Very
and we
cool.
rent space. So if you wanted to just get started, you could rent some time from us and use our facilities.
I like it.
Look at that.
Hey, look what we already started.
Be in our city.
This is real business happening right here.
It is.
On OAUG's nickel. I love it.
So now, how important has the Zappos been to this kind of revitalization?
Absolutely wonderful. Tony Hsieh, who most people have heard of, he's even been on 60 Minutes, an incredible leader of that organization.
Right, isn't it? It's a catalyst to a lot of this startup. Get the energy of these young firms in there with big dreams, trying to make things happen. It must be so exciting for you guys.
He's funded $300 million for downtown
for
small businesses. And we have, as a city, we participated with his groups on hackathons because we want to roll out the smartphone apps. And so we've had developers come in, and he actually has something every week. They have these little developer nights where they sit around and they drink beer, eat pizza or whatever, and develop code. But the hackathons, we take our city data. We've had the RTC, other cities participate. We put data out there, and the developers draw it down. They write code. So that's another thing that his group and some of the sub-organizations under him have started, and we partner with him for a couple years now.
All right, before we wrap, let's make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you, someone on your team, so they can have a meaningful conversation about everything from relocating to finding out where to hit the best shows and have the best time for themselves while they're here.
Yeah, so give out your website and your home phone numbers.
www.lasvegasnevada.gov.
Yes.
LasVegasNevada.gov.
Yes, and stay tuned. We will have a new website coming soon as we implement Oracle's new web center suite.
All right.
Yay.
Well, thank you both for joining us. It's always a delight to visit with you, and we'll have to do it again, and maybe we'll do it from your studio
next
time.
That's
it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, thank you. We will be back in a few from the show floor at Collaborate 2014.